That's BABBEL.com, Babbel.com.
Research shows listeners prefer a personalized experience. So to help you remember, Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance. We personalize this ad for Amber, who really misses boy bands from the 90s.
Hey, girl. I'm the cute one, here to tell you how Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
I'm the heartthrob. The only thing I love more than you is saving.
And I'm the other boy in the band everyone forgot about. Just happy to
be here. Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Hi, this is Big Box Brad, inviting you to come see us at Brad's Big Box Emporium.
Brad, we've gone over this before. You're not a big box store.
I mean, we have so many big TVs and big grills here, and they all come in big boxes.
Still not a big box store.
Folks, come see our Traeger grills, Vision grills, and the huge Samsung TVs and our other big boxes.
Just give them the website, Brad.
BigBoxBrad.com.
No.
Okay. BradsTV.com, next to Walmart, Mountain Home.
It will be Mountain Home's ball to start this. The second half as they trail Russell 25-16. You got some other scores there,
yeah,
Brad?
Yeah, I do. Right now in the 5A West, Van Buren is up on Alma 20-15. Greenwood's up on Siloam 36-26 at Siloam, and Harrison's up 27-13 all at half.
Okay, Mountain Home gets the ball as they are moving. Left to right in this second half. Here is Husky with it on the right side. She drills to the low block. Kicks out to Waymire. Cross court to Mullen in the left corner. She drills into the lane. Goes up for the layup. No good. And Zariah Willis gets a rebound for the Lady Cyclones. Here's Burke into the front court. She drills up to the top. Ball goes over on the right side to Shaisha Willis. Now to home in a man-to-man. Now up top to Robinson. Down to Ely in the paint. She puts up the layup. No good. Gets her own rebound. Puts it back up and gets that one to go.
Yeah, just a better effort right there on the boards by Ely going after those rebounds.
Ely in double figures with 10. 27-16. Lady Cyclones back up by double digits. But that may not last. I was about to say it may not last for very long because Waymire got the ball in the paint, but her layup was blocked and Russell came up with the ball. Shaisha Willis' layup would not go on the hit the side of the backboard. Gets her own rebound. And Russell set back up. Here is Burke with on the right side. Gives up top to Robinson. Down to Ely in the paint. She's going to put up the jumper over Waymire. Goes off the glass and in.
Yeah, right now they're going at Waymire. Knowing she's got three fouls there and trying to pick up that fourth one to get her out.
Here is Amon dribbling to the right corner. She's going to pull up for the jumper. Nothing but net.
That's a shot we haven't seen Cam take in a while, that little floater there.
Yep. 29-18, Russellville up, 6:25 left to play in the third quarter. Inbound pass goes to Burke. Mounts home in a full court man. Burke into the front court. Ball goes over to Zariah Willis on the right side. She's going to drill down into the lane, going in for the layup. Off the glass, too strong, and Waymire gets the rebound from Mountain Home. Back quickly comes Mullen. She's going to go into the lane for the layup. No good. Offensive rebound for Waymire. She puts it back up, and that one won't go either. And this time the rebound comes to Russellville.
Yeah, we had two point-blank shots right there by the Lady Bombers and unable to get either of them to fall.
Back comes Burke with it. She has it at the left elbow. Throws it on the low block to Robinson. She's going to go up for the reverse layup. No good. And Waymire gets rebound from Mountain Home. Balls quickly to Husky in the right corner. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good!
Yeah, right now we got Russellville's grabbing some air right here on their knees, and Mountain Home's taking advantage of it. Should have had a couple easy buckets these last few possessions.
And Russellville calls timeout. We'll break with 5:29. Let's play in the third quarter. It is Russellville leading Mountain Home 29-21. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Use a smile to change your world, but don't let the world change your smile. Coleman Family Dentistry is a proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers. A family-friendly dental office providing the state-of-the-art clinic, Coleman Family Dentistry is dedicated to you, your health, and especially your smile. With locations in Mountain Home and Cotter, there's every reason to book your appointment today. Call 870-424-4670. Go Bombers.
Well, for Mountain Home, Anna McCarron checked in during the timeout, replacing Lauren Waymire. The Mountain Home did cut it to single digits once again with 5:29 left to play in the third quarter. They trail Russellville 29-21. Mountain Home going with the full court man once again as Robinson inbounds it to Burke. Burke will get it. near the half court stripe, and now she does cross the timeline with it. Mountain Home won an elbow call, but
yeah, Burke pushes off of that elbow, and you put a lot of pressure on her. They've talked to the officials about it in between times.
Ely finds Robinson under the basket by herself for the layup. Good. Drew Robinson double figures with 10. Back comes Mountain Home, but they turn it right back over. 31-21, Russellville up. Less than 5 minutes left to play in the third quarter. Whitten Coleman will check in from Mountain Home at the next available time. Zariah Willis with it. She will throw it to Shaisha Willis on the right side. Down to Ely on the low block. Looking to make a move over McCarn. She goes up for the layup and good.
Yeah, Ely is just owning the paint right now for Russellville, and they're just going to continue to feed her.
She has 14 on the night. 33-21, Russellville up. A little over 4.5 minutes left to play in the third quarter. Here's Moore giving it up over on the right side to Mullen. To Rucker in the corner. Finds Moore near the elbow. She drills to the low block, goes up for the layup. No good. And a rebound is being fought for, and it's going to be controlled by Zariah Willis. Back comes Russellville as they lead by a dozen. Burke in the front court. She'll dribble up to the top and set up the offense. Now Burke will go back over to the right side, gives up top to Robinson. Tries to throw it to Ely. She couldn't handle the pass, and Mountain Home comes up with the steal. Fourth turnover against Russellville tonight. Back comes Mullen. She'll throw it to Moore on the right side. Moore dribbles to the elbow. Kicks out to Mullen on the wing. Mullen dribbles into the paint. Kicks out to Husky on the left side. She's going to try for the long three-pointer. No good. And it's going to be Burke with the rebound. And Burke met by Mullen there in the backcourt. She'll give it to Zariah Willis. And now
it's going to be a 10-second violation.
Yes, they didn't beat the 10-second count. So that'll be Russellville's fifth turnover of the night. Sarah Williams and Bailey Rittenberg checking in for Mountain Home, replacing Lakin Moore and Amelia Rucker. They bring in more subs. I only see four on the court for Mountain Home. No, I take it back.
There's Sarah Williams. Okay. Yeah, on the side over here.
Okay. So Russell brought in some subs as well. I believe Brenna Burke just checked out of the game.
Yeah, because Shirt's getting Burke out. She's kind of getting heated right now. She's really getting upset. He did a good job getting her off the floor here to help her.
Williams takes the ball up top. Immediately puts up the three-pointer. No good. And Shaisha Willis gets a rebound for the Lady Cyclones. She's into the front court now. Now drills up to the top. Goes over to the right elbow. Finds Robinson on the right side. Up top now to Zaria Campbell, who just checked in a moment ago. Down to Ely in the paint. Finds Robinson on the low block for the layup. It rolls around and goes in.
Yeah, she walked. She grabbed the ball and took an extra step down there in the paint and got away with it there.
35-21, Russellville up. 2:50 left to play in the third quarter. Here's Husky dribbling toward the low block. Kicks up top to Coleman. Coleman's going to drill into the lane. Finds Husky on the right wing. Husky will throw it up top to Rittenberg. Rittenberg will pick up a drill, gives it to Husky on the right side. Husky's going to drill into the lane, and now she'll be fouled. Drew Robinson picks up her third personal foul. Team foul number one against the Lady Cyclones here in the second half. Zariah Willis and Brenna Burke checking back in for the Lady Cyclones, replacing Shaisha Willis and Talia Ely.
Mountain Home's got to get some scores. I think we'll have 10 or 12 after the first quarter, and yeah, we're only at 21 right now. We need to get some scores.
Yep. Here is Husky with it. About 2.5 minutes left to play, and now Coleman's call for the travel. Eighth turnover against Mountain Home. Comes with 2:27 left to play in the third quarter. Lady Bombers trail by 14. Robinson will trigger the inbound pass. Gets into Burke. Burke into the front court. Throws it up top to Zariah Willis. She's going to drill into the lane. Going in for the layup. Will not go. And the rebound's controlled by Husky. She'll give it to Rittenberg, who's quickly into the front court. Rittenberg with it on the right side. Thought about three now and says she'll throw it up top to Husky. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. And it will not go. And McCarron chases down the offensive rebound. Throws it back out to Husky. Over to Williams on the left side. Trying to throw it to, I think, McCarron there, and she's going to be fouled by Drew Robinson. That's her fourth personal foul. That's big because the way she's scoring tonight.
Yeah, they're immediately going to get her out of there.
She'll check out of the game, being replaced by Shaisha Willis. Sarah Williams and Wynn Coleman check out of the game, replaced by Amelia Rucker and Lakin Moore. 1:50 left to play in the third quarter. 35-21, Lady Cyclones up. Inbound pass goes Rittenberg on the left side. She'll dribble up toward the top. Gives her to Rucker on the left wing. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Zaria Campbell. Back on the Lady Cyclones. Burke into the front court. Loses the handle of the ball. And that looked like should have been a backcourt violation. No call.
Yeah, the Mountain Home never got a hand on the ball.
And instead, Shaisha Willis goes in for the layup. And now she came down hard on the floor, and she is still down on the ground. Shaisha Willis in double figures with 10, but she is really shaken up. There, Coach Bill Stewart comes over there on the baseline. Looks like it must have been her knee.
Yeah, I can't tell. She's in pain down there, though.
Quite a bit.
We got Callie Hendricks down there, the trainer from Mountain Home. They're down there helping her out.
This may take a little bit of time. So I'll tell you what, we're going ahead and break, and we'll come back as soon as we can. 1:24, let's play in the third quarter. It is Russellville leading Mountain Home 37-21. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products, or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
Are you looking to invest in the home of your dream?
Well, they got to Shaisha Willis, helped off the floor and over to the Russellville bench. Boy, she looked like she really, way just a little, her facial expression
said it all. You could tell she was in pain there. I couldn't tell what happened. When she came up, she was holding that left leg or not able to put any weight on the left leg there. So I don't know if it's ankle or knee or what it may have been, but she was definitely in pain.
So Mount Tom will have the ball with 1:24 left to play in the third quarter as they trail Russellville 37-21. Here is Husky into the front court. She'll dribble over to the left side. Gives it to Moore in the corner. Moore drills toward the wing, gives it to Husky in the corner. Husky drills out toward the wing, up top to Rittenberg. Thought about the three, now says she'll dribble into the lane. Throws it out to Moore on the left wing, has the ball knocked away, gets it back. Down to eight, left on the shot clock. McCarron's going to screen for her. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Rebound knocked around. Ball still being fought for. And it's going to be a jump ball. And it will be Russellville's ball in the possession now. 46.1 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Matt Russell will get back, leading by 16. Cameron Mullen's going to check back in for Mountain Home as she'll replace Bailey Rittenberg. And now Lauren Waymire is going to come in for Mountain Home and replace Anna McCarn. And she'll have to be careful. She's got three fouls right now.
Yeah, getting that point in the fourth quarter, though, you got to go with your senior post right here and just have her go, hopefully get some rebounds for the Lady Bombers.
Inbound pass goes to Burke. She'll get it into the front court. About a 10-second difference between the shot clock and game clock. Burke drills toward the corner, kicks out to Zariah Willis on the wing, up top to Campbell. Campbell's going to drill into the lane, going up for the running jumper. Good. Zaria Campbell with her first 2 points of the night. 39-21. Russell pretty much having their way right now. Back the other way. Rucker's going to pull up for the three. No good. And Moore's going to chase down the offensive rebound. Kick it out to Rucker. Shot clock is off. Down to 14 left in the period. Rucker with up top. Dribbles to the left side. She's going to drill to the low block. She's going to put up the jumper. Shot is blocked. And now looks like Ely's going to come up with the ball, and Rucker's going to be called for the foul.
I think they're going to get Ely for the foul. No, they got Rucker.
Amelia Rucker with her first personal foul. That's the first team foul against the Lady Bombers here in the second half. So Russell with one more chance to get a basket before the end of the period. They're up by 18 right now. It will be Campbell inbounding the ball. Gets into Zariah Willis. Down to three. Ball goes to Burke. She's going to try a shot from half court, way off the mark, and we've reached the end of the third quarter. We've got 8 minutes left to play in this one. Our score at the end of three, Russellville leading Mountain Home 39-21. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Are you looking to invest in the home of your dreams? Hi, I'm Alyssa Miller, your Farmers and Merchants Bank local mortgage lender. With years of experience, I will help you navigate the home buying process and find the best competitive rates in our market. Call me at 870-425-1861 or stop by our Farmers and Merchants main branch on Hickory Street.